Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're going to check in with Mermaid Brittany here in just a bit. She is planning to join us in Vegas. As well as Lacey, Tiffany. We got a full crew, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walty Martini. We got it's going to be so much fun next week at the largest diving event in the world for the industry. So we'll be broadcasting from the show floor. Do not miss it. But, you know, Brittany's going to join us for a little preview here in just a few minutes. And we're going to check in with the rest of the crew shortly as well. But before we do that, I wanted to bring on Terrence Teisel from NAWI. He is like, I don't know, you oversee all the training stuff for National Association of Underwater Instructors. Terrence, I know I'm underselling your position, but do I got it in a nutshell or what do you think?
You do, but I don't know how I'm supposed to follow a mermaid and a guy named Martini. It's just, I can't do it. So.
Not many people can, trust me. But that's a whole nother thing, and we'll just leave that one lie. But you know, Terrence does a lot of stuff at NAWI, and he has an amazing track record in diving. The Cambrian Foundation founder. I mean, Terrence, I heard, did you just do some stuff with the National Guard or something up on the Panhandle or something? Is that what I heard or what?
I'm a major in the Florida Army National Guard. And so we did. We just spent multiple weeks up responding to hurricanes, like we do every year.
Yeah,
and it's just another one of those hats that you juggle. So,
well, that is amazing. Thank you for your service as we approach Veterans Day and all that kind of stuff too. I mean,
yeah, you're welcome. It's an honor to do it. It really is.
Well, you know, Terrence is such an upstanding guy. It's amazing he even talks to me. I got it. I got to say, he really is an impressive individual. Well. You know, I'll bring him down for diving. We'll leave it at that. But I know you're going to be, heading up a few things there at the Big DEMA show. Now he has all these seminars, and your specific one is going to be on what? Now he standards and practices or something? Is that it?
I've actually got several. I'm taking part in quite a few of them. The first one is going to be the instructor trainer, course director, and course director trainer requal program, because we're on a 3-year requalification cycle. So we require all of those people that hold those designations with NAWI to get in there and make sure that they're doing the right thing, kind of make sure everybody's shot group is good. Yeah. Then, of course, the standards one that you mentioned, that we'll be doing that several times. And then we're doing first aid instructor workshops, first aid instructor trainer workshops. And we've just got a ton of really cool stuff. Everything from full face mask training to knot tying, diving in the mesophotic, I mean, on and on.
Yeah. And you know, NAWI puts on these seminars that are open to everybody, by the way. You don't have to actually even be a NAWI member to participate in a lot of them, I don't believe. And they're very informational. This is the kind of, you know, thing you do. You know, sure, you can go over to DEMA and walk around the show floor, see all the cool booths, do some networking and stuff like that. But these are some of the seminars you go there and really can sink your teeth into making yourself a better member of the dive industry, furthering your skills and that kind of thing. Now, you mentioned you're on a 3-year program. Is that unique to NAWI? I mean, because I'm a PADI instructor. I don't have to do that every 3 years. That's unique to you guys, I guess, isn't it? Or is it?
Well, it may be. I don't want to speak out of turn because, I mean, there's a lot of fine organizations out there. But we're pretty proud of ourselves, too. And for our course directors, our course director trainers,
yeah,
it's just important to us to bring them back in every 3 years because they're training the next generation. We want to make sure everybody's you know, just on the same page.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, and they do that with the other agencies too. I just don't know if it's on a three-year cycle or however they do it in that regard. This sounds like a little bit more official in that regard, which I think is only good. The more training you get, the better you're going to be, I think, right?
Well, exactly. We always learn from each other. That's the important part.
Yes. Now, Nowy is also hooking us up with some of the cool giveaways and stuff, and they got these Nowy rubber ducks, which are these things are, like, phenomenal. They must be the hottest item over the last 10 years. When I go to the dive shows, everybody's looking for these things.
It's amazing to me, too.
What is the deal?
They caught on, and so we want to supply everybody's addiction to rubber ducks, and so you and I are going to be handing those out and then bringing people back by the booth for a little duck raffle each day. So.
Yeah. They'll actually be a bigger prize than a Nowy rubber ducky, but you'd be surprised how popular just the rubber ducks are themselves. It's pretty phenomenal.
You and I are always like rock stars out there at the beginning of the day. These people are clamoring for these ducks, not us, but the ducks.
Yeah, well, hey, I've been tempted to pocket one for myself, but...
We'll make sure we bring a ducky for you, too.
Will you? Okay.
We want you to have one.
Yes, you know, it could come in handy, you know, when you're having a slow night and you want to slip into the bathtub, I guess. That's more information anyone needed to hear. But
that's a visual.
Well, there you go. But let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be accomplishing at the DEMA show yourself, Terrence. I mean, you got to do those seminars, but you're going to be in the booth somewhat, too, to meet and greet and kind of interface.
Yeah, we'll be in the booth as well, just answering either members or just general public questions about Nowy. I mean, we're always interested in, of course, growing our programs and growing our presence. We've had some good years, and we've got some exciting changes all throughout the organization, and I think we're getting better each year. So if somebody has an opportunity to come by and they want to learn more about Nowy, we'd love to tell them. We're not going to hard sell them. But there's certainly, I mean, just like every year at DEMA, there's more things to see than you can possibly do. It's the diving Disneyland, I guess, for a weekend.
Yeah. Well, I have no doubt that is the case. And I got to say, you know, I've been starting to work with the Nowy people the last few years. You've really come on strong at the DEMA show the last few years in particular, and have kind of become more visible and more out there for everybody to come, hey, come talk to us. We're here and very approachable and that kind of thing. You can learn some real interesting things. And like I said, what's neat about it, too, is you open it up to everybody. Like I said, it's not a hard sell kind of thing. You're really looking to just make the whole diving pool better for everybody, you know, whatever brand you want to associate as your business. But you really are open in that regard. Is that just me or is that really, you know, deliberate?
Well, I think it's certainly a deliberate thing from us. I mean, individuals like Andrea Zafaris and Butch Hendricks coming in, and one of the exciting things is we're trying to get all instructors from all agencies to experience what we call a leadership rescue course, which is just awesome, really high level skills, specifically designed for instructors, that for those unique situations that an instructor may find themselves in. And of course, like in any rescue course, the biggest thing is to learn to catch those situations before they become, you know, bad enough that require a rescue.
So true. And that is good stuff. What about on a personal note there, Terrence? Do you go around the DEMA show and look for things, whether it's dive equipment or places to go and stuff? Or do you have time to even do that in your position?
Boy, you hit that just like you. Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to meet everybody at DEMA, try to cram, you know, 3 weeks worth of meetings and talks and all that into 3 days. And it's a challenge. So occasionally we'll spell one another so we can have a quick swoop around. But generally what I do is with all the spies that we have all over the place, you know, everybody's trolling the aisles. They say, oh, you've got to go see this neat thing or the latest widget or the latest gadget. And so then maybe I'll scamper over there when time allows.
Yes. Well, I actually do schedule time to do that for myself because, you know, so many times it's happened before where, you know, you're being pulled in so many different directions, you end up missing stuff and then you hear about it a week or two after. So I literally last few years have been scheduling specific time where my focus is I'm just going to walk up and down these aisles. And even if it's a quick glance, I'm going to take a look at what's on display. And if something catches my eye, I'm going to stop, take a look at it, maybe pick it up for my next dive trip. You try to if you can fit it in, it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, spoken like a true DEMA veteran right there.
Well, you know, after, what, 20-something years, you know, you kind of find a way to make it work for you. And that's
exactly.
What, seeing all the cool new stuff is what keeps it fresh, too, doesn't it? Don't you agree with
exactly.
me on that?
Exactly. I mean, we all love, you know, as old as we get, we all love a toy one way, shape, or form. So.
Yes, old, never. No, we're just...
I'm speaking for myself, right? Not yourself. You're ageless. So.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I'd rather call it... wiser. I'll go with that. Why not?
There you go.
We'll work with that one. All right, Terrence Teisel, thank you so much, and we will see you at the show next week, my friend.
I look forward to it. We'll bring lots of ducks.
Absolutely. Lots of rubber duckies from Naui. You got to love it. Naui.org. Check it out, and we got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places, make new friends, do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at naui.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy, I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
I don't even know what that means. It's Fijian for you are a very manly man. That's what I'm going to go with. I am Greg the Dive Master. Barry the Boater Bugger
I
with
want
us.
A duck.
You want a duck? You want one of those Naui ducks, do you?
I want a duck.
Okay. Well, you got to go to DEMA to do that. You're not going to Vegas next week, are you? You're out of luck.
You're not going lobster hunting anymore, are you?
Oh, you're gonna negotiate, are you, Barry? That's what you want to do?
I'll bring you one back, Barry.
All right, there
Thank you
go.
That's dirty.
Yeah, I say work a deal with Walt DeMartini or Jared the Diver Guy.
Walt cares about us. Greg doesn't.
Well, Casey the Tobacco Nut, he could trade a cigar from the tobacco hut.
Yeah. I'll get you a good cigar for a duck.
All right. Yeah, it could. You could do something with that. But yeah, those Naui rubber duckies are big prizes.
So then what's the plan for the rubber duck? What happens after you get a duck? Tell us. Well, some of them,
you know, you flip it over and it may have a number on it, and then you take it to the NAWI booth, and then it gets upgraded for an even bigger prize if it's
very cool.
Yeah, it's one of the, it's the classic, you know, carny thing where you have all the little rubber ducks, you know, floating in the little stream of water, and then the kids pull one out. We just
are
happen
any of
to be
good to kiss a mermaid or anything.
What do you mean? What do you mean? If you get a rubber duck, do you get to kiss a mermaid?
Yeah, you turn in a duck and you get to kiss a mermaid.
I guess it depends if the mermaid wants the rubber duck bad enough. Which brings me to Mermaid Brittany. She is on with us right now, and she's going, "Oh, hell no!"
I just have my head in my hands right now.
Exactly. I don't blame you. I would too. No, we don't do that kind of stuff. We respect our mermaids and our diving friends and stuff. We would never do that. I mean, look, we're doing a snorkel blast contest, and I got brand new snorkels for everybody. Did you hear about that, Britt? Did you hear about that nonsense we're going to pull off next week?
I did, yeah. I'm super excited about it. I can't wait.
But everyone's going to get their own snorkel, so they don't got to swap spit. So if I care that much about you know, hygiene and stuff like that, I'm not going to really encourage, you know, people like Jerry the Diver Guy or Casey the Tobacco Nut to be kissing on any mermaids or vice versa. It's just, that's just bad
form.
What
if they kiss on me?
Well, look,
yeah,
you know.
Maybe they want to give us a kiss.
Yeah, just remember, what happens in Vegas shows up on Facebook. So I'm just going to leave it at that. And you kids can have your fun if it's consenting.
I
don't want to hear about it.
But you know what happens when you kiss a mermaid, right?
They turn into a frog. No way.
Exactly.
There you go.
Actually, I think you turn into a manatee.
What if you're already a frog?
Then you're going to turn into a manatee, a sea cow.
There you go. How's that?
I already looked like a manatee.
I say, you know what? I would say if you see any of this crew coming at you with their lips puckered in any way, shape, or form, run for the hills. That's, you know, just run. Yeah, flight. Well, you know, the emergency
Greg,
flight.
Greg, I'm sorry, but me and Brittany's going to have fun.
I have no doubt. We will.
So she flies in, we're hitting the strip.
And you know Jerry lives in the hills.
Well, it is going to be a good time. Now, Brittany, she went to DEMA last year. That was your first DEMA show. Am I right, Brittany?
It was, yes.
And you were working with this Mexico dive operation, what, Ecstasy or something?
XTC.
XTC,
you know, if you
right.
say it fast enough, I guess it sounds like Ecstasy.
Yeah, but she got her dive instructor rating there, and she did so well. They said, hey, would you come out to the show and help us work the booth, right? Something to that effect?
Exactly, yeah. And so I did it, and I had a lot of fun. I can't wait to go back again. But I'm excited to go back and be on the other side of the of the row this time.
Well, she went there and they actually made her work. She had to be in the booth the whole time. So I said, come on out again, and this time you can, you know, work with our crew in the morning and then go wander the show and really kind of sink your teeth into what's going on. You're planning to do some of those seminars, kind of like Terrence was talking about from NAWI. You're going to you know, peek your head in the door and maybe pick up a few little knowledge nuggets in the dive industry world. Is that the plan, right?
Hopefully, yeah. I can't wait. And I'm going to come on and I'm going to share all the info with all the listeners as well. So
absolutely.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So I know she's very excited about it. We're glad to have her along as part of the crew. And, you know, Jerry and all these guys, you know, they don't let them scare you. They don't bite. They don't touch. I mean, there's laws.
I just want to tell Brittany, congratulations and thanks for becoming one of the group.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
And feel safe.
Stop sucking up,
it's okay,
Casey.
If you bite, but just not too hard.
Okay. Well, you're safe from Casey because he's not going. So.
Oh, good.
I will see you in Orlando next year, though.
There you go. Absolutely. Good. No, it'll be a good time. Now, what about that, Britt, as far as what you're looking for, you know, just continuing education-wise? Have you already kind of looked at the DEMA website and some of the exhibitors that are going to be there? I mean, you had a glimpse of what was happening last year in Orlando, but going this year, do you have your sights set on anything that you really want to go check out?
I do. I have my entire week all planned out on the DEMA app.
Uh-huh. Well, good. So. That's what you need to do. Yeah, it makes it very easy to schedule meetings and seminars and all kinds of stuff. But, I mean, are you looking, like, for any stuff as far as, like, places to go or dive equipment that you want to look at, you know, with all the new stuff that they unveil at the event?
Yeah, what I'm actually interested in is mainly this year I want to focus on a lot of Dan seminars.
Right.
Just a lot of different, you know, emergency plans or things that have to do with the body as well.
Yeah.
Well, so, like, I'm excited about those.
Well, okay, yeah, they offer a lot of stuff along those lines. So that sounds good. And what about Vegas? Have you been to Vegas before or no?
I have, but it was more so I wasn't 21 yet, so I didn't really have that much fun.
Uh-oh, we got a newbie. So Jerry can take you under his wing then, and it can be a little fun. You know, we have some other friends there. Mermaid Lacey from back in the day is going to be joining us. She's now like a supervisor at the Mirage Dolphin Experience thing at Siegfried and Roy. Thing you go, they got Dolphin Experience back there and stuff. So she's going to be hanging with us. I can introduce you to her, and she can tell us about how they interact with the dolphins and keep them, you know, in check and stuff from an aquarium standpoint and stuff like that. So, you know, all our mermaids have kind of progressed on to cool things in the dive industry or associated industries that incorporate, you know, underwater activities. And so who knows, that might lend itself for you too. I mean, are you still looking to go work at a place somewhere in the Caribbean or your own dive operation or what?
Yeah. Who knows? A little bit of both.
Yeah, so you're just keeping your options
open.
There,
I just want to chat it up with people and
network,
go through the different booths and.
Well, that's what it's all about. All right, Mermaid Brittany, she's going to be part of a crew. We look forward to seeing you next week, okay, Brett?
Hey, we know a guy in the Bahamas. We might give her an in.
Yes, we know a few, and some that she might even be willing to talk to.
I'd be worth that kiss.
More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Boater and Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Walt D. Martini. We got a full crew navigating the latest diving news and information. And, you know, DEMA's next week. And, you know, I had some conversations with some of my industry friends. You know, I'm checking in with them saying, hey, let's meet at this time. Let's touch base. Let's get together, have a cocktail, socially lubricated, whatever. You know, we're not diving and we're going to talk diving. But I believe it or not, I take it very serious. You hear us joking around so much on the show, you may not think that is the case, but that's how business gets done. But I got to tell you, there's a little bit of a vibe with, you know, I pick up this vibe that some companies are getting very sensitive. Yeah, you know, they're taking themselves too seriously. And I keep telling them, I'm like, guys, like, look, why do we do this? Why do we get involved in diving? Why are we part of the industry? Because we want to have fun. That dude, well, you're not selling scuba diving, you're selling fun. I've done that for 21 plus years, and that's the way I look at it. Now, we do take it very serious when we're talking about diving and looking to, you know, further our diving education, continuing education and the skills, you know, things like Brittany was talking about as far as like going to some Dan seminars and things like that. But I don't know, I was having a conversation with one of my friends. And they were saying, like, oh, gosh, you can't do that. They frown upon that. They don't like people joking about this, that, or the other thing. Or you can't do that. Or, you know, it'll look bad for the company. And I'm like, what? Come on, guys. I mean, this whole it's kind of like a political correctness thing. And if anybody's been listening to this show for over 20 years knows that's not something that I really focus on too much on this show. But there's a method to the madness. I just believe that, you know, we do this because we want to have fun. And maybe people can lighten up a little bit and not take it so serious all the time. Is it just me? I don't know. Feel free to let us know. Greg@scubaradio.com. You can email me anytime. Got some cool little dive industry news for you next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, I am Peter, dive guy from Humboldt Explorer and the Galapagos Islands. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to the diving. Now, here's the guy who likes stirring the boobies as much as I do. Great dive master.
Will there be boobies?
Oh, yeah.
The birds. They got these booby birds. I always have to clarify that. You know, this whole politically correct world we find ourselves in, people get the wrong idea. And you need to lighten up, I think. I don't know. It just seems everybody's taking stuff too serious now. I don't know. Jerry, you seeing that? Even in the mountains of Virginia, you get any of that blowback sometimes? Because
Yes, I do.
Yeah? And they think, oh, you shouldn't be.
Unfortunately, I do.
You should not be talking about spring water or something like that. Do you get any of that kind of crap sometimes?
I have got that, yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, well, nobody knows how to have fun no more. It's either politically correct or you're just dull.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're dull, but I'm just like, don't take it so serious all the time, guys. Come on. We're going to blow stuff out of a snorkel for fun at DEMA and give away trips to the Galapagos.
I personally think we should rethink that, Greg. It may be offensive to some people.
Why? Why? Well, how would it be offensive? What do you
mean?
Well,
I don't know, Greg, but it might be.
Oh,
and
but
that's
it might
all
be.
That matters.
So you should never do anything because you could potentially, upset somebody.
Exactly.
I
we
see.
Need to really tighten up this show.
Yeah.
Up this show and know that everyone out there has feelings and they may be hurt.
Oh no, Jerry.
Well, that's why Greg fired his HR manager.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had one. I think she would have quit a long time ago. Regardless, we continue to get positive press here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving despite our best efforts. And one of them, actually it was, I believe it was last year at the DEMA show. I debuted the new Scuba Radio carbon fiber guitar. You guys remember that?
Yes.
Who saw that? So I had it on display.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I found these guys like on a, like a Kickstarter thing. And for those of you know, I dabble with music and stuff and all that kind of garbage. And when I'm traveling, I'm always looking to bring a guitar, maybe jam with the Scuba Cowboy when we're traveling to some dive destination. And so I found these guys who make this carbon fiber travel guitar. It's called Close, KLOS, Close Guitars. You can check them out online. And, it's made out of carbon fiber, and it's, like, practically indestructible. The neck comes off, and if you're a guitar player, that's one of the problems when you're traveling with one of these things. Guitar is a kind of a pain in the butt, but this thing collapses down. You can actually put it in a backpack if you want, or just leave it as it is. And it can handle a lot of abuse, especially heat and humidity and things like that, because it's made of carbon fiber instead of wood, so it won't warp and all this kind of stuff that musicians get a little nutty over. And anyway.
I could use it as an oar, as an emergency on my boat.
You could. You absolutely could, but I'd smack you upside your head with it first.
I want a duck.
Because the one I have is pretty unique. It has a Scuba Radio logo on the back of it. I called them and I said, hey, look, I have the show. I really love your guitar, the idea of your guitar. And they were starting to talk. They were talking about putting some business logos on their new carbon fiber, guitars as part of their Kickstarter program or whatever at the time. And we started talking. Long story short, they made one for me. And, of course, we had it on display here in Orlando where DEMA was last year. And took some pictures and that kind of stuff. It was a big hit. We played Scuba Radio maimed that tune, so I gave everybody in the audience the guitar, especially the ones that had no inkling of any musical talent whatsoever. And so I gave them my guitar. I said, okay, play this song. And if the audience could recognize what you were trying to play, you would win a prize. But, of course, once again, they did not know how to play guitar. They had never picked up an instrument in their lives. And ironically, every single one of them won. They got the audience could figure out what they were trying to play just by the way they strummed the guitar or how they acted it out or racket they made, which it was pretty obnoxious for the most part. But
are
it was
you
a good
bring your
time.
Ukulele this time?
I'm not bringing my ukulele. I'm not bringing any instruments to DEMA this year. I got to focus
did
on
they,
other stuff.
Did they build a carbon fiber uke?
Actually, they did. And that might be in the future. We'll have to wait and see. But I bring this up because they actually posted one of the pictures from the DEMA show last year up on the Close Guitar website and said, hey, look, Greg the Dive Master from Scuba Radio likes our guitars. You should get one, too. And I'm like, all right, that was kind of nice of them. I didn't expect that, but actually somebody pointed that out to me this week, so I wanted to give them props. Once again, it was about a year ago to this week, I think, that I got the guitar last year. So I enjoy it immensely. And if you are a traveling maestro, unlike me, which I'm just a traveler who likes to play guitar, I would definitely recommend one of those Close guitars. Actually, carbon fiber is pretty expensive to make. Usually a carbon fiber guitar can, before these guys came along, it was a couple grand or more.
And there you are. I'm looking at it.
They need to make a Jerry the Diver guy one.
Yeah, no, they want to sell guitars, Jerry. They don't want to scare people away.
Publicize them. It's no problem.
Yeah, but
beautiful bass.
But you know, a lot of divers. You know, if you're going to a trip like a liveaboard or a couple weeks in the Philippines or something, you're going to Wakatobi or God knows where. If you're a guitar player, having a guitar handy to play during your surface interval is a heck of a lot of fun and very relaxing. You know, I'm kind of talking to a smaller segment of our audience right now, but I got to tell you, it is a fun thing. But the problem with traveling with a guitar, you take one out onto the ocean and stuff, that guitar is pretty much cooked by the end of the week. But if you get one of these carbon fiber ones, you don't have to worry about, you know, heat and humidity ruining your instrument. So there you go. They got a cool little thing. And Casey, you're right. They actually did just come out with a ukulele. So
I need to hear you play it, Greg.
That's right.
I need to hear
well,
it.
You know, I've already been in the recording studio with my ook and recorded a I recorded the jingle for the Reef Safe folks. That was with my ukulele.
And it was extremely good. I actually enjoyed hearing that.
Well, there you go. But it turned out pretty good, actually. I was like, that's my ukulele. You know, I did something nice. Anyway.
You are an ook master.
Well, I don't know about that. But it's fun to mess around and play with that. And, you know, it's, like I said, if you're a musician, you can relate to this kind of stuff. It really does tie into diving and traveling and stuff like that, because you can't really do that with a typical guitar if you care about it, you know.
So if we suck up to the carbon fiber people, you may have a matching traveling set soon.
Well, I don't know about that. I could. I mean, or I could just buy one from them. You know, they already got the logo.
Other's more of a challenge. I mean, how can you brown nose your way into a free ook? I mean, that's a challenge, Greg.
Yeah. I haven't really figured out how to play the ukulele as well as I had thought by now. Because I got my ook for Christmas last year, and I can play it. I can play some chords, but I know about four or five chords, and that's it.
There's not many frets on an ukulele.
This is true, but you still need to kind of know how to play the damn thing. So,
Greg plays, everybody frets.
True. I'll tell you, Curly, John CJ in particular, really, really hates it when I pull out the ukulele.
Ah.
Not a fan. You know, so he goes, can you play the guitar instead? That was really annoying me. But, you know, it's at, I don't know, I think to each his own. I like the ukulele because it's just smaller, and it is something I could just throw into my backpack and travel with, but I just haven't figured out how to play it as easily as a guitar.
Well, we know CJ has a tin ear.
He's a rocker. So you know, that's what he's doing this weekend down in South Florida, going to some 80s rock revival. And then, you know, in the off in between bands, they're counting votes or something. I don't know. They're down there in South Florida. It's a mess. I mean, I got to go back to that. Barry, are you tempted to just go off and, like, I'm going to go diving. Let's go dive for lobsters because season's open right now. Aren't you tempted just to get away from the mess? Because you're right down there in the middle of all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, and the weather's been beautiful this past week. The seas have been flat. Yeah. It's been really nice
out. Why are you out on the water, dude?
Because I'm here talking with you.
Well, yeah, but after or tomorrow, you could do some of that stuff.
Well, I got to work on my truck tomorrow. I could do it Monday, possibly, since everyone's taking the day off. We'll see.
Yeah, you got to get out there. Chief, you know, he posted more pictures up on Facebook of him limiting out on lobsters again.
So well, we're supposed to go on his boat one day.
We will. It's going to happen. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here we go.
Easy peasy, Vegas it is.
Next stop, Vegas, please.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are off to Vegas. Literally packing up as soon as we finish up today's big show. By the way, I want to just throw this out there because I don't get to say it enough on the air. But thank you for your support over the years, for listening to our goofy little show. When I get out to Vegas and the Dima show every year, I'm always blown away about how many people come up and say, hey, listen to your show. Thank you. You know, this is awesome. We love it. You're an idiot, but we still like the show anyway. And I honestly, I really do appreciate that. And when I'm at the show and people say things like that, it's very humbling to think that you actually put up with our nonsense every week. But it is it doesn't go unnoticed. Don't think otherwise. Even though when I'm at the show, I'm usually running around like a chicken with his head cut off, and don't have a lot of time to talk to people. But if you do see me and you're there at the show next week, please say hi, you know, wave, whatever. And just know it does feel good when you guys check in with us and say you listen to the show. I do very much appreciate it. And it's not like I need any kind of accolade. I'm not saying that. I just love it when people just say hi and like, hey, man, I'm from so-and-so, and I listen to you guys and stuff. It feels good. Yeah, right, Jerry? You've been out there. You've witnessed that stuff. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sign autographs, take your pictures. Yeah.
Well, you know, who cares about that? But you know, the benefit is, remember, brown nosing always gets you ahead in life. And if you come up to me at the show and you're real nice to me, who knows? I got so much stuff to give away this year. No telling what could happen in that regard.
It might get you a duck.
It could. Yeah, it could be one of the things,
Greg?
We do. Yes, sir, Walt.
Barry's got something he wants to discuss with you.
Oh, Barry the boater bugger has something else to add. What else, Barry? What
is it? I was predicting that I think winter diving down here is going to be the best we've seen in a long time.
Really?
Normally, around November 10th, the water temp's around 75, 76. It's currently 82 degrees.
Run on.
And the seas are pretty much flat. This is the time of year when normally once a week a cold front comes down and it kind of messes things up for a few days. I don't think we're going to see that much of it this year. So if you're going to book travel down here for winter diving, this is the year to do it.
Take advantage of it. Yeah, as soon as I get back from the DEMA show, you know, we're going to be into Thanksgiving weekend, and then the following week or the 8th of December, I'm over into the Turks and Caicos. So I'm going to do a week of some hardcore diving, and I'm going to be on a mission at DEMA personally to find some new underwater video equipment that I plan to play with on that trip. So, you know, I got my eyes set on some stuff at the show next week just to make the best of that adventure. By the way, I think there are still a couple spots left on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures in the Turks and Caicos. December 8th through the 15th. So if you want to go, 1-800-322-3577 and tell them you want to join us on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise that week. It's going to be quite a great time. Christmas in the Caribbean doesn't get much better. And if you can't do that, head down to Barry's neck of the woods and do some diving maybe in South Florida. Before you wrap it up today, just a couple more reminders about the show. Once again, we will be broadcasting from the show floor. We're going to record the show during the week, Wednesday through Friday there, or Wednesday through Saturday in Vegas, to give you a little glimpse of what the DEMA show is like to attend and the people you could run into if you were attending it yourself. And once again, you got to be a dive master above. You got to be a member of the dive industry to get into this trade-only event. So if you're not, it's kind of cool to get a little glimpse behind the curtain of what's going on in the dive industry and maybe some new products and things that may be showing up on the store shelves of your local dive center. And that's what I try to capture amongst catching up with a bunch of our regular dive industry friends from all around the world. And to boot, once again, if you are going, man, do not show up late. The morning show festivities, all the giveaways, once again, are going to be off the hook. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, a trip to the Galapagos with a Scuba Pro dive computer from our friends at Explore Ventures, Caradonna Caribbean Adventures. They're giving us some stuff to give away too. Trips to Fiji, Wakatobi, Honduras. I mean, it's an amazing thing what we're going to have as far as giveaways, and our friends from Reef Safe with some sunscreen stuff and t-shirts, all kinds of things. Lead Us No See Him No More. I mean, all the sponsors that you hear on Scuba Radio have really stepped up to the plate this year, and you know, I kind of leverage that and give back. You know, when we do all these giveaways, I honestly don't get nothing out of it, but I do like the to be put in the position to award all this cool stuff to the people that show up at the show and show us a little love, and we show it back. So, you know, I kind of look at it as a way to give back to the industry and send everybody into the show with a smile on their face. And then we end the show with our Junkanoo Happy Hour party with the Bahamas, which has become a benchmark event to close the show. So you come out there, there's rumors of free rum punch, but that's all I can say along those lines. And then we got trips to give away and stuff like that. But that happens Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, like 4 to 5. So make sure you show up in the Bahamas aisle. It's always a good time. I think it's 1,200 is the aisle for the Bahamas. And all our Bahamian dive industry friends are there, and they give us some cool things to give away and trips to the Bahamas and stuff like that as well. So that is going to be a fun event. I know Jerry the Diver Guy and Walt DeMartini are super excited because they're going to be there with me. And, you know, Casey and Barry and, well, you guys are
we'll
out
be
of
holding
luck.
The fort down here in Florida.
Yes. Hey, you know. But suck up enough. Who knows? We'll bring back a Maui a rubber ducky.
Barry and I may even get together, do some lobstering, and smoke some cigars.
There you go.
That's right.
Not all's bad. Either diving or talking about it. Take your pick. They can both be pretty satisfying. And on
we'll
that note,
about you.
We'll end it. Till next time, from the Dima Show floor, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
It even sounded like it was underwater. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.